Area 54.
It's Mor Chiba and Ruth Maneuver. And we are together in unity into the furnace. We blaze away forevermore. Think alive, mentally blazing away. Disgust, ransoms and randoms, scared of phantoms with esoteric reasonings of the Most High. And I know, love to share like we don't care. Inside the flames, making a change, being upstanding, more upstanding. Make it to the plateau, we never let go, and we got that saving grace. No more hatred, love for the lovers. She's my one and only, I'm no phony. Told you before, don't mess with my legacy. Let it be greatness, we can't fake this. Making the statements, up to the gateway. We do it straight away because
it's only love to save us from the rut. From the rut. From the rut. It's only love. Save us from the rut, from the rut, from the rut.
What next? What now? A little let live, lose the cloud. Now that you're free, you're clear to see the view. Oh me, oh my, stuck in that line all this time. You gotta step up, cause you're now.
Chains of vanity. That is the truth.
Africa in rule for all liberty. Thank you.
Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you. That was Trent Moeller's song called Bale of White. It's off of his album Memoria. Beach House before that, off their album Once Twice Melody, put a song called Once Twice Melody. And Thievery Corporation pulled a song off of Treasures from the Temple. A song's called Destroy the Wicked. And Morcheeba played a track, title track off their album Blaze Away, and started off the whole set with Bicep. Song's called Vale, V-A-L-E, that is, off their self-titled album.
This Beach House album, now they released that Once Twice Melody in four separate, in four parts. So it was like four songs and then another EP and another EP. And now finally the full length is out. So all four, you can get all four parts of that as one. And I have to say, this stuff is brilliant. These guys have gotten so much better than when they first started.
Oh, they just have a great sense of melody and timing. They always have, and, you know, we've gone through their changes, but they've always kind of stayed true to where they started from, too. This is, you're right, this is really a good standout. They put some attention to this, for sure.
Yeah, it's almost like some of the songs in here, I hear the Air influences in there. I think she sang on one of the Air tracks years ago, like 10 years ago. But some of the stuff is like, oh, I hear Air here. Maybe it's their ode to Air. But, you know, I read that they write music every day, 8 to 12 hours a day.
Wow, that's man, how would you do that and not burn out? That's actually impressive. They do tour, you know, a little bit. They probably write while they tour as well. A lot of bands do, you know, because there's a lot of inspiration out on the road, you know. And you got to do something with it, because otherwise you're going to forget it.
I don't know.
Half drunk after a show, you better record, or you're going to forget it.
Well, hopefully they'll do a tour after this album. We get to see them here. All right, we got more music for you guys. We're going to go into a track by Mild Minds called Haunted. Let's check it out.